This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Let's talk a little NBA. Let's get into that as we're still waiting for the resumption of the 2019-2020 season to get back at it. Kurt Helin, lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And, Kurt, first of all, thanks for taking a couple of minutes to join us, man. As you can probably imagine, people in the Milwaukee and the Wisconsin area can't wait for the NBA season to start up again because the Bucks were on quite a roll and expected to get to the finals. And do you have any sense as to when maybe the NBA in the next couple of weeks may make an announcement as to what they're going to do?
I think we've probably, just a guess, and this is, I mean, nobody knows. The league is really tight-lipped about this. Just my sense is that it's not going to be May 1st. It's going to be mid-May somewhere when they start. They kind of come out. I mean, May 1st, my guess is Adam will come out and say something innocuous, but they the league will make some sort of announcement in mid-May because they start to back up against schedule. I've been told, and I know a lot of people have reported this too, they don't really want to go past September. But if you past that, like Labor Day or much past that, but if you start working backwards from that in terms of just enough time to get guys in shape and then have a mini camp of some kind and then have a condensed playoffs, you got to be rolling late June, early July might be the very, very latest you can go. So suddenly you're running out of time. Like you really are, starting to come up against it in terms of planning. So my guess is that they're going to get there. I will say this. The league is really intent on finding a way to make a bubble situation, I guess we'll call it, the no fans, play in one location type thing. That's probably the only way we're playing this year or the rest of this season. And they're really intent on trying to make that work. We'll see how that goes. They've been trying to do that in China, and they keep bumping back, too. So, we'll see what happens.
Going with that thought, I mean, do you see them playing 3 games, 5 games, 7 games prior to getting into the postseason or going right into it?
I don't know how much. I know they talk about not canceling the regular season, but I don't know how much you can do. Simply this. I mean, if you think about it logistically, the larger you make the bubble, the more difficult it is to maintain, right? Like it's just the larger the bubble, the harder it is to keep the virus out, to keep everything clean. So I'm going to bring in 14 teams plus trainers plus everybody for what are they going to play? A handful of games? Like you're not going to be able to play the full regular season at this point out. So like you're going to bring in teams just to play a handful of games. And by the way, I don't know at the bottom of either conference that you're moving. I mean, some teams might shift around in seeding in the middle of the conference. But in both conferences, I don't, especially the West even, where I thought maybe Memphis could have got caught because their schedule was tough down the stretch. They still have a 3.5 game lead. You can't play 5 or 6 games and catch them. So the other part of that is teams like Golden State, teams like, if you're the Knicks, how motivated are you, right? If you're Portland, and I'm all right, I got to drag my team to Las Vegas. Am I playing Damian Lillard? Am I risking injury with Damian Lillard for all
right.
4 or 5 games of the like? I'm just not sure what the motivation is. I'm not sure that. So I think they're going to go straight to the playoffs. But that said, they're going to have to play some legitimate. You just have to have games. You can't just scrimmage. You're going to have to play some scrimmage games against the other conference or something in and have them taken fairly seriously because you just can't. When I wrote on this as one of the trainers told me kind of I can't name who it is. He said, look, when you go 0 to 100, that's when you get injuries. When you just go straight into playoff-level basketball without a bunch of warm-up, you can have the camps, but you've got to have games. You've got to have hard games to start getting guys ready for this because it's just everybody knows this if it's listening. It's true of every sport. There's game shape is really different than practice shape. It's really different than gym shape. I don't care how much you've been working out at home and how good your facilities are. It's not game shape.
Now, one of the things you had mentioned when you start to work backwards as far as where they want the season to culminate, does that then go to the thought process of starting the new season for 2020, 2021 right around Christmas time, or do you still keep it at the end of October, beginning of November?
It would be later, I would think. I mean, you couldn't, especially if you go to September, you can't turn around in 30 days. But I don't know if you're going to go all the way to December. They don't really want to mess with next season if they can help it, right? I know that there is, though, a push from some quarters to go to a December start and push. And then, a bunch of teams have talked about this. A lot of fans like this idea, too, right? Starting in, mid-December or closer to Christmas and then have the NBA season run into August. Look, there is a push. There's some real logic to it, right? I mean, there is the you're not up against football idea, and also you used to not get television ratings in August, and Stranger Things would like to tell you that yes, you can get really good ratings in the summer now. Like the viewing patterns have changed. I don't know if they're going to do that though. There's a lot of challenges. Starting with, by the way, I think this is true in Milwaukee too. 22 of the teams. The RSN, the local network that shows the Bucks games, I believe shows Brewers games, doesn't it? Don't they overlap?
Yeah. Yes.
There's 22 teams do that. That's not an insignificant thing to overcome.
When I talk about this Bucks team, and this was a team that Bucks fans were so elated to see this team get off to the start that they did, and obviously be leading the entire league in wins, and we just kind of anticipated them getting to the finals, and then damn it, the coronavirus comes along and kind of takes away their momentum and their steam. Do you think this long break helps them with Giannis's knee injury and getting everybody back healthy, or it hurts them and the momentum in which they had?
I would like to say that's the million-dollar question in a lot of ways. Like, how do teams come out of this? And are there teams that aren't taking training, as seriously, and are they going to be a little bit flat coming in? My guess, and this is just talking to people and just kind of, because obviously nobody knows, when you go back to shortened seasons, and when you go back to the 50-game season, 1999 season and other, the other shortened seasons, teams where the stars were younger and the legs were, in general, a little younger and fresher tended to do better than the veteran teams. Like, once you really start to condense things and put pressure, the shortened seasons, when things got tight, it tended, young legs just bounce back better, as we all know. It tended to work better for them. It kind of depends on how they end up scheduling this out, but I think it benefits them a little bit. I think that Giannis's style and the fact that he's going to be able to go, and I don't want to take anything away from LeBron, who's in, we should all be, you know, we should all have been in that good a condition at age 35 and played like that. I mean, it's incredible what he's done, but he's not going to bounce back as fast. That Laker team is not going to bounce back as fast as, like, I think the Bucks team would. So it'll be interesting to see how it would shake out, but I think it favors them a little bit. But I think that you could say the same for their main competition in the East, like Boston. I don't know about Toronto, but I think Boston, that's a lot of young legs there too.
I was going to ask you, I was going to say, by the way, we're talking with Kurt Helin, the elite NBA writer for NBCSports.com. You can find him on Twitter, @BasketballTalk. Is there a team that really gives the Bucks a legitimate threat coming out of the East?
I'm not convinced any of them could beat them in a seven-game series, in a five-game series on a neutral floor. Who knows? To me, the two were Philadelphia. I've never been completely sold on this version of Toronto in a playoff format. There, you know, I think they ultimately missed that Kawhi guy at some point. He's pretty good. But I think that Philadelphia is still the team. Like, you feel like if they ever put it together, figured out their spacing a little better. And I know that they've given the Bucks some matchup trouble in the past. They're long. They're athletic. They're going to defend. Their trouble, and then Boston to me is the team on the rise. That's the team with the young, bouncy legs. It's really, talk about another team that was picking up momentum at the end of the year. Jason Tatum really coming on. Jaylen Brown finding a role. Kemba Walker, it turns out, is a better leader for them than Kyrie Irving. there's just a lot of things to like about the way that team was built. So, to me, Boston's the team on the rise there, and the team that would be most likely to give Milwaukee trouble. I still don't think they could beat them in a seven-game series, but it would be interesting.
I wanted to ask you as well about the Last Dance. Obviously, everybody's now, yeah, since we're deprived of sports, that's it. And you've got millions of people tuning in and can't wait for episodes 3 and 4. Give me your thoughts on episodes 1 and 2.
First off, I thought it was well done because it's a hard... it's hard to do something where you know the story. It's kind of like doing when they redid Christopher Nolan's Batman series a few years ago for the movies. It's like, it's hard to do the origin story where everybody knows the story, right? And I thought they did a good job of bringing in new details, new footage, new perspectives that made this thing kind of work. I thought it was well done in that sense. It was a really good trip down memory lane. I don't know that it broke any real ground, or new ground yet, for hardcore basketball fans. But I thought it's gripping. It's a great story. I thought they told it really well, and I think that they did a lot of foundational setup stuff for the future of it. So, you know, hey, we're all doing that. We're all doing a lot of Jordan topics. I've got Roland Lazenby, the guy who wrote the Jordan biography, on my podcast this week. We're all doing a lot of Jordan stuff because everybody's talking about it now, and it's a fun memory lane to go down unless you're, you know, Craig Elo.
I wanted to ask you, as somebody who covers the NBA, and this will be the last thing before I let you go, but does this documentary hurt LeBron as far, because there was a lot of people that compared him to Jordan and the greatest player ever, and because of his size and the ability that he has and such. But when you see how Jordan just wanted to rip your heart out in every game, as opposed to LeBron and some of the things that he's been criticized for, does this highlight the drastic difference between those two players?
I don't think it's coincidental that Jordan greenlighted this right after, the Cavaliers won the title in 2016. This film has been sitting in the vaults and suddenly got the okay right then. Jordan's too competitive for that not to be a thing. And I think that his desire to have this released now ties directly into that and his competitiveness and speaks to it. And by the way, goes at him in his own format. I mean, Jordan's not the media mogul guy, right? It's LeBron who has the production company and is doing Space Jam 2 I guess I work for NBC, so I should promote The Wall or something. which I should watch someday, I guess. But nonetheless, like, I don't think it's an accident that he's going at him in this format and in this thing. This is him exactly trying to make that goat case. I think that they come at it differently. We could get into this. It's always a long, you know, it's a fun debate. It's fun because I think you can make a real case for LeBron as a a more rounded player in a lot of ways, especially just coming into the league. He's certainly a better passer and stuff, but I don't know that he'll ever have, as much as he's had a huge cultural impact, I just, because Jordan was the first guy to have, to be his own brand in a way that even the great, you know, the greats before him, including Bird and Magic, were just not, you know, they had shoe deals and stuff, but they weren't a brand in the way Jordan was, and they weren't as internationally iconic the way Jordan was. And I think that because he was a trailblazer on that, I don't think anybody ever has the cultural impact and the impact on the NBA the way Jordan does.
Kurt, great stuff. Appreciate it. Love reading your stuff. And hopefully the season's back up and running again soon. And then we're talking about a Bucks championship down the road. I appreciate it, man.
I would love to talk about those game things they used to play on fields and courts and stuff someday. So
Exactly. Yeah. From years gone by, right? Months gone by. Exactly. It seems like years. There you go. Kurt, appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
There you go. That's Kurt Helin, lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.